This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
The NFL has been very specific in some instances about exactly what players face when it comes to suspension, in particular with drugs, with domestic violence, which they've since added provisions to, which have been agreed to in the CBA, and with, like steroids and, on-field drug behavior that, increases performance, and off-field, like cocaine-type behavior, right? Like there's a prescribed drug policy, and now there's a domestic violence policy. This one is more intriguing because it actually involves directly, arguably, on-the-field-related incidents, but it isn't specifically addressed whether the commissioner has the authority to suspend in this case. And so the overall crux of it was that this judge felt that because there wasn't specific authority given to Roger Goodell in the CBA to suspend for this situation, that Tom Brady could not be suspended for not complying with the investigation or not for cooperating with the investigation, even potentially obstructing the investigation, as well as even if it was true that he knew about the balls being deflated, that wasn't a punishable offense under the CBA.
There is sports attorney Clay Travis breaking down the judge's decision to side with Tom Brady and strike down the Deflategate four-game suspension. So Brady, the Patriots, a situation at the beginning of the football season, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen here. Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, the 4th of September, with all the hot hits, the top 10 talk radio items, research done by the staff at Talkers Magazine and by my staff, the premier publication. People go to talkers.com, check out what's going on in the world of news talk radio, the issues, the people who are guests, the people who are the hosts of the program, the stations, the whole deal. It's monitored, and we've got the info. So we'll spread it around in the next hour as we review what's happened this past week in the news talk radio business. Our conversation starts with number 10, and we'll go to number 1 in this hour. So football and Deflategate, that's number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9, an old war horse, climate change. President Obama goes to Alaska this past week, and here's Talk Host Dave Sterian talking about the comments that he made and how both sides in the debate have seemingly their own agenda.
The President of the United States traveled down to Seward. He saw some glaciers. He talked about how glaciers are receding. And, of course, he doesn't want to talk about how some glaciers have actually expanded. He's not going to bring up how the ice cap in Antarctica has grown exponentially over the past few years. You see, the argument about climate change and parts of the world are getting warmer and all of the sea ice is receding and all of that is only a partial view of what's going on globally. And this is why I just don't buy anything. Because any side, either the deniers or the truth seekers or the prophets or whatever they call themselves nowadays, can take any stats and skew them. The president said in his speech before, you know, a bunch of fancy people who don't live here and a couple people who wanted to suck up by being present at a conference that really isn't going to change anything, that the state of Alaska, 15,000 citizens every year, save $3,333.33. That's just simple math based on the numbers the president used. That math doesn't make any sense at all. It's not accurate. It doesn't take into account the rising cost of natural gas, the rising cost of fuel oil, or other methods that most Alaskans use to heat their homes. What is he talking about? Well, he doesn't really cite anything specifically because when you give a 20-minute speech prior to having a 2.5-hour dinner with Alice Rogoff and unnamed power brokers over at her home on Campbell Lake, you don't have time for details. The president isn't here to listen, and I doubt he's going to listen except to the voices of people who say, Mr. President, we don't want mining, we don't want drilling, we don't want resource development, but by God, keep that federal money coming to us. Because we don't have any real jobs.
Number 8.
Number 8, the issue with the clerk of courts in Kentucky, same-sex marriage, gay marriage, and the state of Kentucky. Here's radio man Jeff Katz talking about the Kentucky clerk. She was arrested, taken to jail after she refused to issue the marriage licenses that are required by law.
she had to go into a federal courtroom in Kentucky and explain to a federal judge just exactly why she was not going to follow the law. She made some interesting arguments. Argument number one was, I don't like the law. The judge said, yeah, that's too bad. Argument number two was, I don't like the law. Interestingly enough, same response from the judge. Argument number three was, I don't like the law. And the response was, you know, you got to go away. And so, federal judge ordered the United States Marshals to take her into custody. That's where she is. She is in jail. She's been remanded to the custody of the United States Marshal. Does she get out at some point? Of course she does. Does she go back to being the clerk of courts? I don't think so. The governor in Kentucky said, yeah, we've got to figure out some way to get her out of that office. She's just not doing her job. And that's what this all comes down to. She's just not doing her job. It's not about her personal beliefs. It's not about whether her religion tells her this, that, or the other. It's about whether she is or is not doing her job. And everybody agrees she's not doing her job. In fact, even she sort of goes along with the fact that, yeah, I'm not really doing the job. I'm picking and choosing what I want to do. Now, I know we chatted about it yesterday, but I wanted to bring it up again today simply because now she's in jail. Because she refused to follow the law. And I've heard from plenty of people, Jeff, it's a violation of her rights. It really isn't. Let me tell you why. She doesn't have a right to a job. I don't have to go any further. She doesn't have a right to that job. She has every right in the world to have her opinions, but she does not have a right to the job. By the way, that's not just me speaking. That's Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, who, I would dare say, is never confused with one of the far left-wing wackadoodles on the court. You know, if in fact it were Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg speaking, we go, well, you know. If it were, what's her name, Elena Kagan? Antonin Scalia is pretty consistent in this, don't you think? Not exactly part of that vast left-wing conspiracy. And that's his take on it, is, of course you're entitled to your opinion. You're absolutely, positively, without doubt, entitled to your opinion. And you're entitled to practice your religion and all of these arguments that she's made. But he says, when push comes to shove, you don't have a right to an office, even if you've been elected. You don't have a right to it. There are certain rules and regulations that come with any office. The rules and regulations for her office as the county clerk are to issue paperwork. That's really it. It's not a lot more than that. Somebody comes in, asks for a form, you give it to them.
All right, so there we have an interesting overview of the number 8 issue this week on our countdown. So we'll get to number 7, and then number 6, and then number 5, and number 4. You get the gist of things here. If you're new to the program, we start at number 10, go to number 1 in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
This MultiView report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Your child has cancer are among the scariest words a parent will ever hear. This year, the parents of 16,000 children in the U.S. will hear these words. 1 in 5 won't survive. But we can help. Join one of 58 St. Jude Walk Run to End Childhood Cancer events across the country to raise awareness and funds for research and treatment at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Funds raised ensure families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can focus on helping their child live. Rick Shadyac Jr., President and Chief Executive Officer of ALSAC St. Jude.
Despite significant progress made by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rates from 20% to more than 80% since the hospital opened in 1962, cancer remains the leading cause of death by disease for children over the age of one. St. Jude won't stop until no child dies from cancer.
Get involved this September, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Visit stjude.org/September.
Most people have a definite opinion about their driving.
Which one of you is a better driver?
I want to say my husband is.
Definitely. But I wanted her to say that, though.
But when it comes to which cities have the best drivers, as always, Allstate has the hard proof. The company has released its 11th annual America's Best Drivers Report, and this year we've got a new top city. Vice President of Auto Claims at Allstate, Jim Letter.
For the first time ever, Kansas City, Kansas is the safest driving city in America.
Kansas City is followed by Brownsville, Texas, and Boise, Idaho. New to this year's report is data from Allstate's DriveWise, which found a correlation between heartbreaking events and an increase in crashes. Drivers in Des Moines, Iowa experience the least amount of heartbreaking in the country.
Our goal each year is to encourage the country's discussion on safe driving and hopefully save lives.
Allstate says to avoid heartbreaking, leave a safe distance between you and the car in front of you and keep your eyes on the road. Want to see how your city ranked? Go to allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Number 7.
The police slaying situation. Host Susan Rose and John Zach talked to reporter Ryan Burrow about this week's manhunt in Illinois for the three suspects believed to be responsible for the fatal shooting of an officer.
The intense manhunt is continuing north of Chicago for three suspects in the fatal shooting of a police officer in northern Illinois. And Ryan, what's the latest?
Yeah, they continue, or the search, I should say, continues for a second day, just as intense as it was yesterday when hundreds of law enforcement officers from nearly every northern suburb of Chicago, as well as state police, SWAT team members, the ATF, all out here desperately searching for what's only being described as three men, two white, one black male, who were mentioned in the final radio transmission of Officer Charles Glinowitz. He was shot and killed while apparently pursuing these three men on foot. And beyond that, you don't really know what happened, where they went, you know, how this all went down, why he thought they were suspicious. We don't know any of that at this point.
Ryan, we're hearing that Lieutenant Glinowitz was like a 30-year veteran of the police department. Is it unusual for a police officer with Lieutenant Glinowitz's experience and rank to be on foot chasing the bad guys?
Well, you know, you have to understand this is a smaller community, a kind of a resort community, a boating community. During the summer, everyone from Chicago comes up here and puts their boats in the chain of lake. Meanwhile, in the winter, they bring their snowmobiles here. So, you know, some people have referred to it as Mayberry. I wouldn't quite go that far, but it does have kind of a small-town feel to it. But, yeah, 30-year veteran, the mayor himself took it very hard. He was a personal friend of the officer who's known as G.I. Joe. They're going to have a vigil for him later today, hosted by the Boy Scouts. He was very active with the explorers among the Boy Scout groups, and this community has really taken this hard.
And we also heard, I think he was to retire soon.
Yeah, he was planning to retire. The force asked him to stay on for just a little bit longer while they could kind of situate them, their personnel, and he agreed. It's a tough story all around.
We've been patient.
patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit retail.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six this week on the overview of the big deals, the conversation on Talk Radio has to do with Iran and the impending nuclear deal. Here's talk host Ron Ponder talking to analyst Michael Grossman about the president getting enough support in Congress to move forward on this deal with Iran.
The president got his final vote.
Yep. Ira Mikulski.
Yeah. What does all this mean, Mike?
Well, it means basically that this thing's going to go through. We're going to have a treaty. And honestly, we were going to have one anyways because of the kind of the path that he's taken through the UN. If somehow the United States would have rejected this treaty, it would have come off looking really bad. And it would have probably ended up resulting in the sanctions collapsing because then it would have been, the image that would have been projected is that the U.S. basically, we agreed to the treaty, the president signed the treaty, and then we backed out of it. And that would have probably, it would have been a very bad kind of diplomatic image.
Well, what about the agreement itself, Professor? You're a lot closer to this than many of us. And everybody I hear from says that it's not a perfect agreement, but it's one that they could support. What is good about this agreement?
Well, okay, here's the thing. I mean, the agreement, what's good about it is that it pushes this breakout time, right? This big kind of like, how long is it before Iran has a nuclear weapon, and how much, like, for warning do we have before it happens? So it pushes it back by at least a year. And more importantly, it kind of pushes everything back 10 to 15 years, right? I mean, Iran, the several reactors will be rebuilt specifically so they cannot become nuclear weapons producing reactors. They're going to mothball quite a few of their centrifuges. They are limited, at least for the next 15 years, to producing uranium at no more than like 3.6% purity, which means that's enough for stuff like energy and for medical use, but it's not enough to actually build weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also going to get rid of a lot of their stockpile radioactive material. Probably going to end up shipping it to Russia, where it will be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some good stuff here.
We also hear from folks who think it's some bad stuff in there. What is bad in there, Professor?
15 years. No, I mean, here's the problem, right? Because basically what happens in the next 15 years, right, Iran, all the, at least a good chunk of the sanctions are lifted, right? It's going to have access to the frozen accounts that it has in the United States that were frozen after the revolution of 79. So Iran's going to get a huge influx of money. The sanctions are going to be lifted, so it's going to be able to start buying weaponry, right? So this is the big fear, right? So over the next 15 years, Iran's going to become richer. It's going to be able to sell its oil on the open market more freely, which means it's going to start getting more money. It's going to become much more of a force in the Middle East, even without nuclear weapons, because now it's going to have money, it's going to have oil, it's going to have resources, which means it's going to start having influence. You know, and Iran already has a lot of influence in terms of like Hezbollah and in the Syrian civil war and in Iraq. And this is going to give now Iran a lot of resources to actually have even more influence, right? So in 15 years, plus we're not actually stopping the production of uranium completely, which is what people really would like. And I would argue it's an unrealistic expectation, but, you know, it's something that people like. So in 15 years, we're going to have an Iran that may very well be richer, more heavily armed with conventional weapons, and then this treaty is sunsetted. And now Iran can build nuclear weapons.
So is that what you thought the plan was? Is that what you thought the deal was? Is that something that makes you happy? Or are you concerned that maybe this is a Trojan horse? A lot of people will be expressing themselves. We'll list the top 10 items this week on the Doug Stephan, STEPHAN website. You can vote there as to which one is the most important one to you. I suspect this one will do fairly well on the list in terms of interest and import. 28 past the hour, halfway through this week's stock.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson on placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Top 10 stories from talkers. The charts for the week of August 31st to September 4th is the focus here on our weekly review of what's going on every week, 52 weeks a year. This list is published by talkers, and we get on the radio to go through and give you examples of the chat, various programs. So we have examples of each one of these items on this program. At number 10 this week, Major League playoffs in baseball, beginning of the football season, and the victory in Deflategate for the Patriots. That's at number 10. Number 9, continuing the conversation about climate change, the president's trip, and the confusion or conflicts, if you will, in what really is going on in the climate around the world. Number 8, the same-sex marriage issue and the Kentucky clerk who's now under arrest. Number 7, police slayings. Number 6, the nuclear deal with Iran. So now let us move forward from number 5 to number 1 in this half hour of the countdown.
Number 5.
Number 5, who's running for the presidency? Here's host David Bowes talking about Carly Fiorina scoring a victory against CNN this week with regard to the way they're going to put together the next GOP presentation on television.
It was a no-brainer, dumb decision to have a rule that basically made it so that polls that took place prior to the first debate would be given overwhelming weight versus those taken after the first debate. And now I think their solution is fair to everybody, too, because the solution is we're changing the rules not to be fair to a specific candidate, but to be fair to voters.
Voters.
And now if someone is obviously in the top 10 based on current polling, mm-hmm. Polls taken since the first debate, then they're going to be invited as well.
As well, right.
So it's not – nobody's going to lose their place. Other people can be added, and that gives everybody else a shot. Now, Fiorina is the only one who's likely to qualify for that shot, and she's pretty pleased about the whole thing.
Well, it does make sense because basically what they acknowledge is that in this particular cycle, unlike apparently other cycles, there were just too few polls after the August 6th debate as compared to the number of polls before the August 6th debate. I mean, we can argue about whether national polls are the right polls. I happen to think state polls are more relevant because, after all, we have a state primary system, not a national primary system. On the other hand, a poll came out today, PPP, on number 4. It's pretty clear that I'm in the top 5. And so I think they made the right decision based on the data, which clearly has shifted, in my case, dramatically from prior to August 6th to post-August 6th.
Now, she's dead on there, including this whole ridiculousness of national polls when you've got to set up campaigns in the early states, and sometimes your campaign depends on, hey, I'm going to launch myself based on New Hampshire, right? If I do well in New Hampshire, I'm going to got all these other parts that are going to click together, but if I lose there, it's over for me. And in her case, she's been increasing in both sets of polls, as has Ben Carson as well, I should point out. She also talked about how she plans to prepare for the debate.
I think I will probably use a very similar process to the one I used last time, which is that there are a whole set of issues that I will want to become more educated about. There are a series of questions that I will want to think through my answers to. But, you know, the truth is you don't know exactly what you're going to be asked. The truth is you need to be able to respond in a authentic and straightforward manner no matter what you're asked. And the truth is you have to be able to roll with the punches and go where the conversation goes.
It strikes me that one of the ways, if you're going to prepare, one of the best ways would be there should be some kind of highlight film with a guy like John Madden that was narrating the highlight film with the NFL music behind it, you know, just pointing to, hey, this was the moment when Reagan joked about his age with Mondale. That was the moment, you know, that was the winning thing. Versus most of these guys, it just seems like they're either not getting enough sleep or they're not used to lights because they look like a deer in the headlights.
Number four,
another presidential candidate, Mrs. Clinton, and her emails. That case continues to be big focus of discussion on some radio programs, like the one hosted by Bill Handel in L.A. Here he talks about the latest release of emails from the private server and the controversy over whether the emails were classified or not.
More on the Hillary emails. Of course, it's a huge, huge story in relation to Hillary running for office. And now the State Department has released 7,000 more emails from Clinton's private server, including 150 emails containing information that is now deemed to be classified. Wasn't then, but now. And that is so critically important here. And I want to spend a moment or two talking about this. This is the third dump since Clinton handed over the work-related emails that were on her private server at the State Department, and this largest batch released so far. A federal judge has ordered the release of 55,000 work-related emails in monthly batches, and this so the State Department can scan them to make sure there's no sensitive information released to the public. Now, she had asked that the information be released. And I don't quite understand how a federal judge has gotten involved, and it makes sense to force them to be looked at to make sure that whatever has to be redacted. I don't know who filed that lawsuit. I don't know whether it's Hillary. I don't know whether it's the State Department that went to federal court to make sure that happened, because remember, she's the one that asked for the emails to be released after these accusations went crazy. And she has insisted over and over again that she did not send emails that were marked as classified at the time she sent those emails.
I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material, so I'm certainly well aware of the classification requirements and did not send classified material. I did not send nor receive anything that was classified at the time. I never sent classified material on my email, and I never received any that was marked classified. I'm confident that this process will prove that I never sent nor received any email that was marked classified.
Now, I don't know if anybody's refuting that. I've been looking at the story, and I have not seen it. And correct me if I'm wrong, but no one's refuting the fact that when she received those emails, they were not marked classified. They were after the fact, once they hit whatever official or whatever agency received those emails. And a lot of people who hate her, including me, are saying that that doesn't matter. I think it matters. I think it's critical to this entire conversation.
Number three.
Let's move ourselves to the European problem of the week, and that is what's going on with all these migrants. Here is host Rick Daniels along with Jane Foy talking to Terry Schultz, a reporter who is over there checking out the flood of thousands of refugees that have poured over the borders of several European countries this past week.
So what is exactly this latest deal with the migrant issue there?
In Hungary.
Right, yeah, well, there's no exactly to any of this, which is part of the problem. The laws are being interpreted by each European Union country differently as to whether they should let in people, shouldn't let in people, have to register them, have to keep them. And Hungary is really under the spotlight right now because its Prime Minister Viktor Orban has, in the last 3 days, shut the main train station, not allowing any asylum seekers to leave, and then reopened it, allowing all of them to depart for the places they really want to go, Germany or Austria or other European Union countries. And he's in Brussels today saying, look, what do you want me to do? I need to protect my border. I cannot take in all of these thousands and thousands of people that are pouring over it. And I also then am being criticized for letting them move on. So the problem really is that the European Union has to decide what it's going to do with the people who are inside its borders, will keep coming inside its borders, and frankly need a place to stay while their country is at war. Most of these people are from Syria. So there is a really big problem here, and nobody can say what would solve it. Nothing's going to stop them from coming. So what do we do with the people that are here, and what's the compassionate and legal way to go about it?
Well, that was kind of what confused me, because I saw the pictures of the razor wire, and people were going under the wire and getting in still. But then they get to the train station, they're leaving the country, which is apparently what everybody in Hungary wanted, and then they closed the station down. So was Hungary being threatened by Germany, Austria, or whomever? Your trains are not welcome here?
Yeah, you're right to be confused, because and this is why Viktor Orban, who he's kind of a black sheep in the EU, because he says things that people don't like to hear when they're all pretending to have all this solidarity. But what Hungary has done is, okay, so the people get under the fence, as you mentioned. I mean, thousands of them in a single day, and then every migrant, every would-be asylum seeker is supposed to be registered in the first EU country in which they arrive. In this case, if they were coming from Serbia, which is non-EU, into Hungary, they would need to be registered in Hungary. And technically, they're supposed to stay there while their cases are adjudicated. But Hungary simply can't deal with these tens of thousands of people, nor could anyone else. And so Hungary was letting them get on trains and go to other countries, which, as you point out, that's what they want to do. But then Hungary was criticized. Well, you can't just, export your problem to us. So then Hungary shut the train station, and then people are saying, well, that's also not a compassionate way to deal with it. So, I mean, it's a really big mess, and anybody watching should be confused. I literally have to watch Twitter constantly to see if the train station's open, the train station's closed, the border is being patrolled by the army, the border's open. So things are changing hour to hour, and there is no comprehensive way to deal with this across the 28-member EU.
Pretty interesting that a lot of these frustrated refugees who have been stuck in the train station there in Budapest have begun gathering up their belongings and decided to walk over the border instead of getting on the train. It's like 150 miles to Vienna on foot. It would take days, but you can imagine the spectacle that'll be created by that. And I'll bet that some people actually do that. So that's the situation on the immigration policy in Europe. We'll talk about our immigration policy, which has made its way to number two on the countdown in just a matter of moments. I'm Doug Steffen.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This MultiView report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Your child has cancer are among the scariest words a parent will ever hear. This year, the parents of 16,000 children in the U.S. will hear these words. One in five won't survive. but we can help. Join one of 58 St. Jude Walk Run to End Childhood Cancer events across the country to raise awareness and funds for research and treatment at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Funds raised ensure families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can focus on helping their child live. Rick Shadiak, Jr., President and Chief Executive Officer of ALSAC St. Jude.
Despite significant progress made by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rates from 20% to more than 80% since the hospital opened in 1962, cancer remains the leading cause of death by disease for children over the age of one. St. Jude won't stop until no child dies from cancer.
Get involved this September, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Visit stjude.org/September.
Most people have a definite opinion about their driving.
Which one of you is the better driver?
I want to say my husband is.
Definitely. But I wanted her to say that, though.
But when it comes to which cities have the best drivers, as always, Allstate has the hard proof. The company has released its 11th annual America's Best Drivers Report, and this year we've got a new top city. Vice President of Auto Claims at Allstate, Jim Letter.
For the first time ever, Kansas City, Kansas is the safest driving city in America.
Kansas City is followed by Brownsville, Texas, and Boise, Idaho. New to this year's report is data from Allstate's DriveWise, which found a correlation between heartbreaking events and an increase in crashes. Drivers in Des Moines, Iowa, experience the least amount of heartbreaking in the country.
Our goal each year is to encourage the country's discussion on safe driving and hopefully save lives.
Allstate says to avoid heartbreaking, leave a safe distance between you and the car in front of you and keep your eyes on the road. Want to see how your city ranked? Go to allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Number two.
Number two item this week, as we review the hot 10, is our immigration policy. The Europeans have a problem, and we have a problem. Has their problem been going on as long as ours has been? In a subtle way, yes, sort of, because people are always wanting to move now because they have the ability to do it from a place that's uncomfortable and unpleasant to a place that may be better for them. In terms of our own circumstances here, here's radio host Trevor Carey talking to political analyst Stephen Frank about the Pope's recent comments. You know, he said the U.S. Ought to be dealing with illegal immigration in a particular way. So here's the reaction.
With Pope Francis coming September 23rd with his whole environmental movement at the United Nations, his sustainability movement. But really what I've been talking about a lot on the show today is it's just outright, it just feels like a slap in the face of you of the United States here, boldly disregarding our U.S. laws, talking about the border crossings, how we need to actually ask for forgiveness, those who question illegal immigration and the cost of it. He is saying our borders should be wide open. Absolutely not.
But at the same time, he's also announced that all American priests can give absolution for the sin of abortion at the same time. He's a religious leader, not a political leader. He's not the head of a state. He has no borders because Catholicism doesn't have borders, nor should it. And he's presenting a world view. His view is based on the Bible as he sees it, and I respect that. The problem is you have murderers like Francisco Sanchez and others like him, and that we have a right to protect our citizens. And yes, he could ask for absolution afterwards, but we need to protect our streets and our citizens.
Definitely. He said he invites all to ask. I felt so offended. He's saying that I have to ask for forgiveness because I want to close the door to people who are seeking a family and are seeking to be protected. He has a wall around the Vatican. For some reason, if that wall weren't there, he'd have utter chaos.
And he also has armed bodyguards.
All right, so the debate continues, that's for sure. 51 past the hour, number one next on the countdown.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
As you might have expected, because we haven't had too much conversation during this hour about Donald Trump, he is number one. Number one on the people list from the talkers charts and number one on the stories list. Pretty unprecedented. Here's host Steve Scott talking to political analyst Steve Chagrinis about the Trumpster agreeing to sign that loyalty pledge.
What exactly does that mean?
The pledge says that whoever the nominee winds up being will receive the support of all the rest of the candidates, meaning so if you're a candidate that signs it now, you are pledging to support the eventual nominee. So if Trump does not get the nomination, he's not going to go out and A, trash the eventual nominee, and B, also would not run as a third party or independent candidate in the November election. So it's really binding the candidates to party unity.
During the debate in Cleveland, Donald Trump stopped short of saying he would sign this pledge. What changed his mind?
I think there are a couple things going on here. First of all, South Carolina and a couple of other states were threatening to force the candidates to sign a pledge like this in order to get on the ballot. And so South Carolina was moving forward with it, with their suggestion, and that would have prevented Trump, unless he signed their pledge, would have prevented him from being on the third primary in South Carolina. And so that he was sort of forced into it from that point of view. But they're trying to spin it as saying as well, you know, he thinks that he's got a really good shot of becoming the nominee. And there are a lot of Republican candidates out there now who are saying not so nice things about Donald Trump, and this would guarantee that they would all back him if he became the nominee.
So who wins in this? The GOP establishment? Donald Trump? Both?
I think both. I mean, you know, Trump is going to spin this into saying that, you know, if he's the guy, then he's got a lot of support. But what it really does is it prevents the ultimate Republican nominee, if it isn't Donald Trump, it prevents Trump from then jumping in as a third-party candidate and potentially peeling away voters from the Republican nominee. The RNC and Republicans are very concerned that if Trump loses, that this could be a Ross Perot-type situation that happened in 1992 when Perot ran as an independent and peeled, at least a lot of folks felt that he peeled a lot of votes away from George H.W. Bush, eventually leading to Bill Clinton's victory that year. They see a scenario like that if Trump gets this sort of sore loser thing and decides to run as an independent. So what this does is it sort of binds him to not doing that.
Does it bind him? Could Donald Trump change his mind? Is this a legally binding document?
Well, that's the other thing here, most who understand these things are saying it is not a legally binding document. So this, you know, could just very well be Donald Trump playing this up for all it's worth, and then in the end, you know, doing whatever he wants to do. That remains to be seen.
All right. Now, the second part of this, here's host Halloran Hilton Hill. He says he doesn't understand why Mr. Trump continues to attack Jeb Bush when there are other candidates who are much more of a threat to him than Jeb Bush is.
Trump put out an ad taking a direct swipe at Jeb Bush on immigration, and Jeb is swinging back. But to me, it doesn't make sense. Why, you say? Well, Jeb's not Mr. Trump's biggest threat at the moment. In the latest Monmouth poll, here are the numbers. They asked likely Republican caucus goers in Iowa, who do you favor? And it's a tie. And it's not a tie between Trump and Bush. It's a tie between Trump and Carson at 23% each. Trump and Carson. Ben Carson is surging, but Trump has nothing to say about Ben Carson. You know where Jeb Bush is in the same poll? Bush is at 5%. 5%. He's 18 points behind Donald Trump. But Trump's political blowtorch is pointed in Bush's direction. Wouldn't it stand to reason that Trump would take on the person that is breathing down his political neck? Trump said, and I quote, "Americans don't want nice people anymore." He said Bush is low energy. Guess what? Ben Carson is nice. Carson is very mild-mannered, read, a little low energy. So why isn't Trump going after Carson? Does he see him as a non-factor? If the choice, for instance, is between Trump and Bush, that's one thing. But whom do you choose if the choice is Trump or Carson? My guess is fighting Bush is better headlines than fighting Carson. Number two, I think Trump knows if he hits Carson, he'll come off as a bad guy.
All right, so we have at DougStephan.com this week's top 10 talk topics, and we ask you to tell us which one you think is the most important one. Donald Trump, immigration policy, situation in Europe, Mrs. Clinton, the various other presidential candidates, the nuclear deal with Iran, the police slayings that have taken place this year in our country, the same-sex marriage issue in Kentucky, climate change, or Deflategate. You may find all of those, and I encourage you, as thousands of other people do every week, to take a look and just tell us for the heck of it what it is that you think is the number one issue of the week. What impacts you or what makes you feel like you're more engaged with this issue than any other one? That's our job here as we review what's going on in the world of this exciting radio format called News Talk on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.